Moving on to the presidential election, you've made the case that the next president should appoint Justin Antonin Scalia's replacement. Now, your party's nominee appears to, you know, all but certain to be Donald Trump, who you've said you would support. But given concerns you've expressed about some of his policies, would you trust him to fill that vacancy?
I believe that really my position has been from the beginning that where we are, that the people should weigh in November, and who they choose should really be an indicator of who makes that nomination. So whoever the people vote for in November, I think, is appropriate. And, you know, I have said that all along that I would support our Republican nominee. But again, I'm also up for re-election, and I'm not endorsing anyone. I'm going to be focusing on my work for the people of New Hampshire and my own re-election.
I know you've explained this in other media outlets, but I have to ask for Morning Edition listeners. Can you clarify the difference between, you know, supporting but not endorsing?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be voting. I plan to vote for our nominee, but I'm not going to be endorsing. And when I endorse a candidate, I'm campaigning. I'm really focusing also on advocating the other people to vote for them and to get out for them. And I'm not going to be doing that this election. I'm going to be really focusing on my own election and focusing on my work in the Senate. So that's what I mean by that. And certainly, you know, there's so much more work to be done, just as we talked about this morning on this opiate issue. And I look forward to certainly getting out and campaigning in New Hampshire and hearing from the people of New Hampshire in my own reelection.
Just one last question for you, Senator. Is there something that you are looking for from Trump to change, whether it's his policies or temperament, which would lead you to an endorsement?
I don't plan to endorse regardless, but I certainly would welcome from our Republican nominee. I would certainly like him to speak in ways that is more inclusive, and I believe that's important. And I hope that he will surround himself with knowledgeable people on important issues like foreign policy. And to me, that's important for any candidate for president.
Senator Kelly Ayotte, thank you again for the time.
Thanks so much, Rick. Have a great day.
Take care.